Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
It's the High School Football Show with John Quintero. Brought to you by Lolita, San Diego's best Mexican food since 1984. Now huddle up. Here's the coach, John Quintero, on 97.3 The Fan.
And welcome back to the High School Football Show, brought to you by Lolita's Mexican Restaurants. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. Again, you can check out our website at 973thefansd.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at CoachCantera44. Very excited about having this gentleman come on. He's had a marvelous coaching career, done a great job everywhere he's been, and that's the head football coach at Monta Vista High School, taking his team into the playoffs again this year with a 9-1 record. They'll have a bye tomorrow night, and they will play the winner of the Rancho Buena Vista Santa Fe Christian game a week from tomorrow night, and that is one Ron Hamamoto joins me on 97.3 The Fan. Ron, great to have you. How you doing?
Good, Coach. Good to be on here.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your ball club. You guys won a Division IV title last year, and this year, other than that one little hiccup against Christian, you guys are sitting at 9-1 right now. How'd you do it?
Well, you know, last year we played a lot of young kids. We ended up playing only, I think, three, four, five seniors. And everybody else was sophomores and juniors playing for us. And we ended up winning the whole thing. And they're all back this year. So my young kids have grown up and they're seniors now. And sure makes a big difference when you have experience, you know, playing there. And kids have been through the battles already, and they're playing against other high school kids. You know, it just makes me look like a good coach.
Well, you are an outstanding coach. And, you know, for the fans out there, to look at Ron's resume here, 11 years at University of San Diego High, won a section title in 94, spent 11 more years at Rancho Bernardo, spent 1 year as a defensive coordinator at Mesa College, then 4 years down at Lincoln High, and now seventh year now, right, at Monta Vista?
Yeah, it's hard to believe it's 7 years have gone by this quick.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what's the blueprint, Ron? I mean, obviously, when you got that University of San Diego job, and for fans that may not be aware, University of San Diego High is now what they call a Cathedral Catholic, and it continues to be a power here in San Diego. When you got your first head coaching job, the blueprint that you used at university, is that the same blueprint that you took when you moved to these other stops as a head coach that you'd had success with before?
You know, yeah, it is. You know, every blueprint, I think, is adjusted as you get older. You know, certain things, you know, you go to clinics, you talk to college and pro coaches, you try to copy some of the things that are successful. And, yeah, I think basically it is. You know, I still get up early and try to beat all the kids to school and open the weight room and let them lift and, you know, throughout the season, and still, you know, we try to run a practice and you know, get our plays down and get our repetitions in, whether it's a defensive scheme or an offensive play or a special team coverage. You know, I think those kind of things are similar, but I think as you get older, you know, through the years, I think certain little details change, you know, as far as maybe the way you practice or, you know, how you practice or even some of the schemes you use.
Ron Hamamoto, the head football coach, Monta Vista, our guest here on 97.3 The Fan. With the bye week this week, how did you guys go about your business? Did you give the kids a little bit of time off?
Yeah, typically, you know, our bye week, we give them Mondays and Fridays off. Monday so they can heal up, and then we go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But we didn't do a lot of contact. You know, we kind of copy what Rocky Long does on a bye week and work on a lot of fundamentals, you know, go back to the basics and do a lot of things maybe that during a regular typical week when we're trying to scheme against a certain opponent, you know, that we don't really work on some of the fundamentals that maybe some of the kids need. And, you know, this is a great week for us to go back, look at film and say, you know, this is where we're kind of weak at. We need to work on, you know, certain things here in certain positions. And you know, it's really a time to heal up, you know, and we're taking Friday off, obviously, because we're going to go scout the Rancho Buena Vista Santa Fe Christian game. You know, we're going to get in our cars and head up to the I-5 there to Carlsbad High to go scout them. But we try to give them Monday and Friday off and work hard Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
How about as far as just practice this year? You know, I've had so many coaches on during the season, and, you know, the kind of the questions I've asked them is, you know, you guys started so early. I can't even believe that we're done with the regular season and we haven't gone to daylight savings time yet. That'll happen this weekend. I mean, it's amazing to me that, and also the way the playoff format that was changed. I know you guys were in Division Four last year and Division Three this year, but, you know, with the open division going from 8 down to 4, and that moves some other teams, you know, down to 1, 2, 3, and so on. But how about as far as just the early start time? What was your thoughts on that?
You know, I didn't like it. I was like the other coaches. You know, I was thinking we're only going to have, you know, 10 practices basically, you know, in 9 days to before our first scrimmage, and then we're going to have to play our first game, you know, a week after that. I was really worried about my younger guys, you know, my freshmen and my JV guys, you know, that, you know, are just coming into the game. Some of them are new to the sport and just trying to teach them to block and tackle, let alone, you know, putting in plays. But somehow it all worked out, you know, and I don't know how, you know, it worked out, but it did. And, you know, our numbers are up, you know. I just got back from our freshman banquet tonight, you know, and they had a wonderful season. They were 6-1-1, and our JVs ended up winning the league, you know, just like the varsity. And so we, you know, we had 3 pretty good years at our levels at Monta Vista. I'm very fortunate with the kids and coaches that we have there.
We're visiting with Ron Hamamoto, the head football coach, Monta Vista High School, in his 7th year, doing a marvelous job. Another league title this year. Going to sit on the sidelines tomorrow night, do a little scouting with a 9-1 record. Let's talk about anybody but Jamon McClendon right now, because he's the guy that gets all the headlines. But talk about some of the other kids that maybe people haven't heard of that have been a big part of your program maybe the last couple of years.
Well, first is the Schmidt brothers. You know, we're very fortunate to have those two kids. You know, Blake Schmidt is committed to Montana State. And, you know, everybody asks me, well, why did he turn down the Ivy League schools? You know, he scored 1280 on his SATs, and he's got like a 3.8 GPA. And, you know, he's 6'3", 260 pounds, and a 3-year starter for us, and all-state wrestler, you know, and just a great athlete, you know. And, you know, he's a kid that's, you know, taking on the leadership role. And his younger brother that's only a junior is Logan Schmidt, you know, our linebacker. And those two kids have really, you know, come on from last year when they were a junior and sophomore and leading our team this year. You know, and obviously our offensive line, you know, we've had some kids like, you know, Jerry Ariano and Christian De La Cruz and with Blake there and some young kids that have come up. I mean, they, you know, it's pretty obvious, you know, that McClendon gets all the attention, and he should. He's one of the best running backs that, you know, is in the county and that I've ever coached. And, you know, like I said, he makes me look like a good coach. But, you know, he knows that he can't do it alone. We've had some pretty good offensive line play. We've had some, you know, because everybody loads a box on us. You know, we're seeing 9 and 10 man fronts, and we're still gaining, you know, quite a few yards on people. And you know, that's, you know, a credit to our offensive line, and, you know, and also to Jamon too. But I mean, you know, we have a complete package, I feel, you know, going into the playoffs, and we're healthy. So, you know, who knows how long we'll go in the playoffs, but I think we're going to be a load for somebody to handle.
Jermon McClendon, I got to tell you, Ron, 2 years ago, I'm sitting at home, and I'm watching this guy on the PPR, you know, Paul Rudy's show, and he's running up and down the field, and I'm going, man, who is this guy? It was early in his sophomore year, and I'm going, who is this guy? And I kept watching, and I started asking questions, and of course, last year, he had that big game in the championship game where he ran for 383 yards and eight touchdowns, and of course, you know, the start he got off this year, and I'm going, man, this guy's unbelievable. He looks like Jim Brown back in the days where he's bigger and stronger than the guys who are trying to tackle him in the NFL. And you know, could you talk a little bit about him as a kid and also talk about his skill set as a player?
Well, first of all, he's a great kid. I mean, you know, if you took him aside and just talked to him one-on-one, you would find out that, you know, this is just a super kid, you know, just a great, you know, kid that you'd want to talk to, you know, nice kid that, you know, now once he gets on the football field, he turns it to a different level. But, you know, one of the things that he is so good at is his athletic ability. You know, being a Division IV team last year and a Division III team this year, we only shoot out, you know, 20-something players or a little over 30. You know, this year our numbers are a little better. So, you know, when people go down, we had to play him an outside backer against West Hills last week, and you should see him cover some ground. I mean, I'll tell you what, you know, that I know a lot of colleges, you know, wanted him as a defensive player, you know, instead of a running back, and you could tell. I mean, you know, when West Hills first ran the rocket sweep, you know, and Jermon was out there at outside backer, and he came downhill. We all our coaches on our side looked at each other like, Jesus, where has that been all season? You know, I mean, he is just athletic. I mean, he can, you know, you talk about a running back, you know, you talk about a linebacker, free safety, you know, he could play any of those in college and be outstanding at them, you know, so. You know, I felt bad because, you know, he decommitted to San Diego State. I'm a big Rocky Long and San Diego State fan. And, you know, but I can't blame the kid. You know, UCLA and Chip Kelly came around and, you know, and he liked it. So, you know, I feel bad, but, you know, I feel, you know, good for the kid.
Ron Hamamoto, our guest from Monta Vista High School here on 97.3 The Fan. Ron, talk a little bit about when you took over this Monta Vista job. You'd left Lincoln, and I know you were looking to get another opportunity. And could you talk a little bit about what it was like when you went into Monta Vista? Because that wasn't exactly a hotbed for football when you showed up on campus.
Well, you know, things always go in a cycle, you know, as far as high school ball. I mean, you get good kids, and then there's some years, you know, you just don't get very talented kids, you know. We were, I believe it was 2015, I think, we were 2-9, I think we only had like 8 seniors in our program at that time, and we were struggling, you know, and I don't think we had a JV team that year either. Our numbers were down, but I think, you know, what I try to tell the young coach is just keep plugging away, you know, just keep grinding it out every day and getting there and being there for the kids and opening the weight room, letting them lift and letting them work out. And, you know, and eventually your cycle is going to be up. Our cycle at Monta Vista is really good right now. You know, not only do we have a very good varsity team, but our lower levels are good and our numbers are up, where some programs are canceling JV and freshman games and their numbers are down. So, you know, I don't know. I just feel very fortunate that our cycle is up right now at Monta Vista.
What do you do in your community to get those numbers up? Because you just can't sit back behind your desk and wait for kids to show up to play football. Do you go down to the junior high and talk to those eighth graders? How do you go about it?
Yeah, and, you know, I have a lot of assistant coaches, you know, that work with Los Toros, you know, Pop Warner, and different youth groups and, you know, in our lower programs. And, you know, we do a good job as far as, you know, our school, as far as our open house and our freshman barbecues where they come and they sign up. But, you know, I think more than anything, you know, it's just being visible, you know, just being there every day, you know. And I'm not just talking about me. I'm talking about our whole coaching staff, you know. And, And, you know, like I said, I went to the freshman banquet tonight, you know, and you could just tell that, you know, it's a close group. You know, there's a lot of parent involvement. The coaches really care about the kids. And you know, I think when you have a program like that, you know, I think kids want to come out. And, you know, again, I don't know if there's any magic pill or anything that, you know, you can do that, you know, gets your numbers up and gets kids, you know, to play for you. But, you know, because let's face it, our sport is, you know, in trouble as far as numbers goes, you know, all across the country. And again, for me to be at school where the numbers are up, I mean, I just feel very, very fortunate right now.
You know, I've talked to a lot of the coaches, and, you know, when I see, like, Castle Park forfeits a game, you know, a few weeks ago, Lincoln, a place that spent 4 years there, a legendary program in this community, they forfeit a game. For me, just being, you know, a broadcaster but a fan and a guy that loves sports and loves high school football, that was troubling to me a couple of weeks ago. I felt bad.
Yeah, I did too. You know, I did too. You know what? When you look at the number of forfeits that happened this year, you know, it's just, and again, it's the numbers. And I really don't blame the moms and everybody that don't want their kids to play because of the concussion issues and everything that's come out medically. You know, I really don't blame anybody, but, you know, the kids that do come out and get something out of this, and, you know, whether it's camaraderie, whether it's friends, whether it's, you know, just learning to stick something out and play tough, you know, through adversity. I mean, you know, I think the sport teaches a lot of great life lessons, you know. But again, you know, it's, you know, the enrollment and the participation numbers in football all across the country are down. And that worries me as an older coach, you know, because, you know, some of the younger coaches going into this profession are thinking, you know, maybe probably not thinking the way I was when I was their age, because, you know, this was a great sport to be in. I thought I was the luckiest guy in the world to be coaching and teaching, you know, at a high school, and just, you know, I couldn't believe I got paid for doing this.
Hey, before I let you get out of here, I got to ask you, I mean, you've been at it a long time. I believe 33 years and won well over 200 ball games, won a couple of section titles. I've been close a couple of other times. But was there a coach when Ron Hamamoto was coming up as a youngster that really made an impact on maybe how you coach?
You know, there was quite a few. There wasn't just one. There was quite a few. You know, my dad was, you know, my youth coach, you know, when I played youth basketball and youth baseball and all that. And, you know, my high school coach, Vern Gephardt, was just, you know, he was like a second father to me. I was so close to him. And you know, throughout the years, you know, when I was at Servite High School and I worked for Leo Hand, uh-huh, you know, as his offensive coordinator, I mean, you know, he was a big-time mentor to me. And, you know, the names go on and on, you know, as far as, you know, what this sport has given to me. You know, and I just can't say enough, you know, and not only them, but I mean all the San Diego high school coaches that I've been able to go against, you know, way back when you were coaching, you know, at Torrey Pines,
right.
you know, there's just some names that everybody that I've coached against, you know, I've learned something from. You know, whether, you know, it was Ed Burke running the wing T or, mm-hmm, Herb Meyer running the defense that he ran, or you know, whoever, you know, or Benny Edens, the way he played that free safety back there at 28 yards or whatever. I mean,
at least 28.
There's a lot of things. But there's a lot of things, you know, that I, you know, looked at and said, you know, I got to study this, because this is something that, you know, they're doing something that I don't know about, that, you know, that maybe it can help our program. And, you know, and you know, I hope the younger coaches are doing that too, and understand just how enjoyable this coaching business can be if they really get into it.
Well, Ron, thanks so much for the time. Hope to see you at some point during the playoffs. Good luck scouting tomorrow night. Good luck next week in your first-round game. And again, we'll look forward to seeing you, hopefully, in the finals.
Okay, thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. Find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Lamonte Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.